I want you to imagine two bungalows, a huge area of rough grass and trees, a high brick wall. This more or less describes the school I was sent to run for the International Nepal Fellowship. And this was so that they could offer European standard education to the children of volunteers working at their Green Pastures Hospital. The school also served other expats in Pokhara, Nepal. Visitors to the site included golden orioles, sometimes snakes and butterflies. The view from the site included 4 of the 10 highest mountains in the world. Not bad. The hospital served 3 main areas of need: burns, broken spines and leprosy. The burns, because some Nepali homes cook on open wood fires, children fall into them and there's accidents. Broken spines, because people desperate for fodder for their animals climb trees in flip-flops and slip, sometimes breaking their backs. And leprosy, because it's still common with its horrid flesh-eating progress and social ostracism. This 50-bed hospital is regarded nationally as outstanding, and it helps people in a country where there's no free health service or state support. So while I was there, one of the top plastic surgeons was working from the UK, was working as a volunteer. And the school provided a good education for her children for 2 years of her service. It was a small and good and happy school. And we were never bored. There were sometimes as many as 9 different nationalities represented among the pupils and staff, maybe 3 or 4 different nationalities. We often had 14 hours a day power cuts, classrooms the size of small bedrooms, sunshine that baked you, rainstorms that soaked you, and sometimes within the same hour. Some of the children were from Gurkha families, and one I remember with special fondness had been stationed in Glasgow, and the child spoke Nepali with a very strong Glaswegian accent, most entertaining. It was crazy time, but it was one of the happiest and most rewarding experiences of my life. I don't like rice, I don't like spice or creepy crawlies, or the rats that ate my best coloured paper and felt pens. But I'd say to you, if ever you've considered volunteering to work abroad, go for it. If I can, I'm